What would you do today as an individual to try to weather this storm for yourself and your family?
Well, you know, I would normally look at the situation and say, well, you know, 2009 will be a, you know, a year where we'll probably go for a couple more quarters and a very, very bad growth, but then we'll bottom out and you know, the stock market, the equity market will be the first to turn, and then by 2010 everything will start to turn upward, and I would make that argument or make that case because you know, these things move in cycles. These are dramatic times right now. The thing that makes me nervous and why I really would say to be very, very cautious right now is that we're not just in a domestic economy, we're in a global economy. And as bad as things are in the U.S., believe it or not, I think they're worse around the world.
I think you're right.
We are seeing the collapse of, you know, the model that under which the world has operated for the last two decades. And that model, particularly emerging markets, you know, the Chinas and the Indias and Russia and Brazil and Eastern Europe, that model said that basically you tie your currency to the dollar and you set up your economy as kind of an export platform, and you don't have a lot of consumption, and you export. And who do you export to? United States, because Americans are, you know, up until recently, we were the consumers of the world. We consume more than we earned, and we were, the world lent us the money. And so with this collapse in the U.S. of consumption, the rest of the world's in deep trouble, because the rest of the world allowed itself to become export dependent. And so even a country like Germany, massively export dependent, between 40 and 50% of its GDP depends on exports. But China, deep trouble right now. You look around the world, Eastern Europe, big problems. Why? There's no one to export to. And so we're seeing the collapse of the global kind of emerging market export model.
Could this be a plan to get this one world economy together with this one world government, one currency, one everything?
Well, you know, I think at this point, I don't see a whole lot of cooperation right now to have any one world. I mean, I think that countries now are having to go back and try to rebuild their economies quickly to be more balanced. Give you an example. Look at the Chinese. You know, they suddenly are in a. I mean, the Chinese China's economy is momentum driven, heavily dependent on being able to export to the world, particularly to the U.S. China's exports are collapsing. So what are they doing now? Well, they passed a massive fiscal stimulus plan because they want to have a consumer economy. I don't think that's going to be easy for the Chinese.
And they can't do it overnight. Dude.
The Japanese tried in the 90s 8 stimulus packages. It's very hard when you have an aging population with no social security system, as the Chinese have, to suddenly have people become consumers. I mean, the image I have, it's like a kind of a half joke, but I can see, you know, Chinese authorities driving around, you know, knocking on people's doors and saying, when the guy comes to the door, the older couple, he's, you know, the authority says, where's your new flat screen? Where's your new, let me see your toaster. Oh, this is an old toaster. Come with me. You know, how do you force people everybody has information. Now, they know the world economy's in trouble. But you know, how do you make them become consumers? The rest of the world's in deep trouble because they don't have an economic engine.
Well, do they even have the money to become a consumer?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, they don't. You know, these economies now. You say why would they just want exports? Because if you can, or an economy that's dominated by exports. My theory is that the elites, they can control exports. You know, if you're exporting to the U.S. and we're sending back our dollars. You know, as the Chinese, for example, the Chinese can build a mountain of reserves in dollars, and the elites can control that. It's subject to graft and all the rest. If you have a broad-based economy of consumer, you know, thriving consumers, it's, you know, the elites can't control, the party can't control that. That's wealth in the hands of the people. And so, but I think you've got this when I look around the world, I say I'm worried because of the global financial system. There's a German word called Schadenfreude, which when translated means gaining pleasure at the misery of others. And for up until a couple months ago, for the last year prior to that, you know, the Europeans and particularly the Germans had these feelings of Schadenfreude toward the U.S. They said, "Oh, these poor Americans and their subprime problems of their own makings." Well, it turns out that the European banks today are six times as exposed to, you know, the emerging market problems and the potential for default than we are to subprime. I mean, it is amazing the European exposure that, for example, you look at, I'll give you one European bank, UBS, the largest bank in Switzerland. Its exposure to emerging market debt, but, you know, by UBS, mm-hmm. is 400. The exposure is 450% of Switzerland's GDP. And you look at the Austrian banks. Austria's a member of the monetary union. And you say, and Austria, its banks, its exposure to Eastern European investments is, I just looked up the numbers, it's 290 billion. Austria's GDP is 370. The British banks have huge exposure to emerging markets. The five largest British banks, their exposure is 450% of GDP, above the British GDP. So what does all this mean? It means that you know, if one of these big banks in Europe goes down, that's going to affect our financial system because we're all interconnected, and it's very frightening. So, I mean, I would look and say, you know, the usual process in the U.S. where you say, well, we'll start to recover this year, you know, you'd normally expect that to happen, except I'm worried about what's happening overseas, particularly as you start to see defaults. You'll see defaults. You're already seeing Hungary's already collapsed. They had to go to the IMF for emergency assistance. I'm worried about Eastern Europe. I'm worried about China.
And we can't prop up the world.
We can't, and the IMF doesn't have the money.